Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the second installment of our Oscars 2018 rundown. This episode, we will be talking about the categories of production design, yes. original score, yes. original song, yes. and cinematography.
Yes.
I'm Luna.
I'm Santana.
And this is Cinema Hoes.
Sufjan Stevens.
Yes.
But we just looked up and knew how to pronounce his name because we can't disrespect the king.
Yeah. I kind of knew how to pronounce it, but I just wanted to make sure
that it was. Oh, yeah. Is that how this is
going down? Yeah, exactly. 100%. Okay, so first category of the day is production design.
Yep.
And we have our nominees, Beauty and the Beast.
We didn't say, like, they do it the Oscars.
Oh, okay, I'll say it. Production design. And the nominees are...
There we go.
Beauty and the Beast. Mm. Blade Runner 2049. Darkest Hour. Dunkirk. And The Shape of Water.
The Shape of Water.
Yeah. That's not it. It's just Wanda hands down. Said. Hands down, The Shape of Water. Animal. Should and will win. Because the production design... in that film was fantastic, yeah. and it was absolutely gorgeous.
A large part of The Shape of Water is its visuals.
Yes.
Like, from its costume mm-hmm. down to its, like, costumes or dialogue.
All we'll talk about that in another episode.
All its stuff in between.
Yes, but the visual, just the look of everything, because you do feel like you're in Cold War era, wherever she is, America. But I don't know specifically.
Yeah.
But I don't know specifically the city.
It's like 1950s.
Yeah.
All that fun stuff.
Yeah. But it's everything about it. The colors, the sets, just it's all absolutely stunning. Her apartment.
Shannon's, like, lost finger.
Oh, my God.
Like, come on.
Gross.
Actually, it wasn't lost.
It was just. Think about it. Yeah. Gross.
Just nasty. Not there.
Nasty.
It wasn't there.
Yeah. But I'm still laughing that Beauty and the Beast got a production design nom. Because why?
Yeah.
Why?
She doesn't understand.
Why? I don't understand. I don't. Anyway.
What is the next one? Original score. And the nominees are Dunkirk, Phantom Thread, The Shape of Water, Star Wars, The Last Jedi, and Three Billboards of Ebbing, Missouri. I will say three, like that every three time. Three Billboards of Ebbing, every time.
Who do you think will win? Or who do you think should win?
Should win?
Do you have a bias?
I feel like The Shape of Water, just because, like, I found this playlist on Spotify called The Shape of Water. And I listen to it almost every day.
The score?
Like, this is why I don't get asked to use the aux chord anytime, because I will just play scores of movies, like specifically The Shape of Water. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it just makes me feel like I'm cooking some food in my nice big old house on an island. You know, I just feel so, like, I don't know, classy.
At peace,
I
calm.
Feel classy when I listen to The Shape of Water.
Yeah.
And I'll be wearing, like, slacks and all this stuff.
Do you think it'll win against Dunkirk and Phantom Thread?
Dunkirk, I feel like Dunkirk doesn't really have anything. I feel like it's mostly just its.
Well, I mean, it got nominated, like, so I had to have something.
So was Suicide Squad. Let's just go with that. Okay? There you go. So was Suicide Squad. And
yeah, I know.
Suicide Squad won.
Yeah,
so
well, we won't talk about
anything is
that.
Up for grabs.
Yeah.
But Phantom Thread 2, I don't know if Phantom Thread was. I feel like Phantom Thread was more its, like, visual aspects rather than, like, its sounds and all that stuff. But. Yeah.
Well, I want The Shape of Water to win because that score was absolutely beautiful. And I did cry in that movie because of the music. I think Phantom Thread could take it from Shape of Water.
Because of the amount of people that had just so much respect for it.
Yeah. Like, because and it's a good score. It's not bad by any means whatsoever. So, but I think Shape of Water will ultimately be victorious and snatch that from Paul Thomas Anderson's cold dead hands. The next category is Best Original Song, and the nominees are Mighty River from Mudbound, Mystery of Love from Call Me By Your Name, Remember Me from Coco, Stand Up for Something from Marshall, and This Is Me from The Greatest Showman.
Okay. My Want, and I think Should, is Sufjan for Mystery of Love. Because every single time you hear those little violin plucks, my ears just get, like, really, like, my ears can't move. But I just know, like, if they could, they would just, like, wrap around my face. I don't know. I would just be, like, really, like, smiley and happy. And I just get super, it's a majority of, like, happiness and sadness at the same time, because I know what the song represents too. And
I feel that,
you know, say what you want about Call Me By Your Name, but this
and we
this
will
song, this song,
I do, and I want it to win too, because it is genuinely, even though I have my reservations about Call Me By Your Name, Mystery of Love is an absolutely gorgeous song. It does fit with the movie, I will give it that. But
the aesthetic, that
yeah,
aesthetic
it fits part with the aesthetic of the movie. It's an absolutely gorgeous song, and I think compared to everything else, I mean, Mighty River could take it. Remember Me could take it. This Is Me could take it.
Coco, I don't know. Remember Me, I feel like, because Coco's, like, main part of the movie
is music.
Is music.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it represents.
Yeah.
That's what it is, like, telling people from the minute it starts.
Yeah.
So, I mean, hopefully Remember Me wins, because that would
maybe
be
that would be cool.
Win. That would be a
that would be really neat. Win. Which I would not, I also want Remember Me to win. That I would not care if Remember Me won. But Sufjan Stevens.
Would we be mad?
No. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Would not be upset at all. I just think, and then This Is Me getting nominated from The Greatest Showman. Like, that was the only song in the movie that I actually cared about. I also have strong feelings about The Greatest Showman. But
I'm not really a big musical person, except for High School Musical 2007.
Yes.
But
that song is really the only song that I cared about in that film, because they're singing about, you know, how they're themselves and they're all proud to be who they are. Basically what the movie represents in a very basic way. But I don't know. Any of them could take it, I think.
Yeah.
Do I want Sufjan to win? Yes.
I feel like once they first, like, find that first winner, like, the first nomination, we'll kind of know the tone.
Of the tone of how the
whole award show is going to go down.
Yeah. But I'm just very excited to see Sufjan Stevens perform.
Also scary.
Yeah.
Because I just, like, if we start betting.
I know. It is, I mean, it's all a guessing game, because really you don't know. Yeah.
So many things. So
oh, for sure.
Like, I want to win.
I want to win.
That's what's important.
Yeah. But I saw Sufjan Stevens posted on Tumblr that he got his invitation and it was embossed. That's so cool. Okay. Slight derailing, but it's fine.
My heart. Okay. Next category, cinematography. And the nominees are Blade Runner 2049, Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, Mudbound, and The Shape of Water.
Who do you think should win?
Who do I think?
Should.
Should. Okay. Should. Let's see. I think should win. Is should a want?
Yeah, want and will, basically.
Oh, this is hard because I'm like in between The Shape of Water and mm-hmm. Blade Runner right mm-hmm. now. Okay, I gotta make a decision now.
I mean, you can say both of them.
Blade Runner.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. For you want to win Blade Runner, you want to win.
The Shape of Water was very. Okay, I want Blade Runner to win, mm-hmm. but The Shape of Water is very, very pretty. I feel like it was more kind of very dreamy, mm-hmm. and I don't know if the cinematography had anything to do with that,
mm-hmm.
but I changed my mind. It's going to be both of them.
Both of them?
It's going to be both of them.
Okay.
I'm so indecisive.
They split the win.
It's so bad.
They split the win.
But what I think is going to win mm-hmm. is probably Dunkirk.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
I mean, I want Shape of Water
to
win.
That's the only thing Christopher Nolan has got going for him.
Oh, my God. I mean, I want Shape of Water to win. But, again, I do agree with you that the cinematography was probably better in Blade Runner.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean...
Blade Runner, that's, like, you know, the entire movie.
Yeah, it's the cinematography.
It's the cinematography. Like, if it doesn't win, like... Mm-hmm.
That would be very wild. I think Dunkirk could take it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could. Dunkirk could. But I don't know. The cinematography was... I mean, yes, it did, because it had to make you feel claustrophobic at times when mm-hmm. you were stuck in, like, small spaces with all the different soldiers.
You think?
And it did do that. It helped you.
The sound had a lot to do with it, though.
Oh, the sound did have a lot to do with that. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Could be either of those three.
If the sound wasn't a part of it as mm-hmm. much as it was in Dunkirk, mm-hmm. you probably, like... Like, say, like, this is totally on different spectrums, but parts of the Caribbean or, like, something like that where they're in something. Like, think about it. Think about it.
I have the no sound. Idea what you're trying to say to me right now. Oh, the sound?
Like, the sound is different. Like, the way he used the sound in Dunkirk versus the way, like, someone used the sound in, like, parts of the Caribbean where they're, like...
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Yes.
Stuff, you know? Or, like, the Goonies.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And mm-hmm. I know we've evolved since then, but still, mm-hmm. just think about it.
Yeah, for sure. That concludes this Oscars nomination recap episode. Little small one. All the other ones in the series might not be as short, but, you know, we'll see. Thanks for listening. As always, our Twitter page is up and running. You can find us at CinemaHoes. And if you want to get in contact with us, we have an email.
CinemaHoes@gmail.com.
There's not an at there. Why do you always say that?
I don't know. Don't put an at, put a period.
Yes. Our website is undergoing some exciting changes, so watch out for those.
Yep.
And just come talk to us on social media.
Whenever you want.
Whenever
you
want.
We'll always be on Twitter, and we'll always be on Instagram.
Yes.
And always. Our emails.
Thanks for listening. See you soon.
Bye. Oh, 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 it's me.